While the investigations into Abu Ghraib seek to fix responsibility for the abuses there, they and some lesser-known probes may also be suggesting a bigger question. Are the rules of war outdated? Philip Carter writes on military affairs for Slate. He's also a former Army MP officer. Philip, welcome back to the program, and tell us about two other reports that you discuss in your article in Slate that's headlined Goodbye Geneva Conventions, and what these reports show. The first is something called the Center for Army Lessons Learned.
That's right, Alex. The first report is something the Army puts together after every battle, and what they essentially did was send officers out into the field to gather information, much like a news reporter, and bring it back to the center where the Army creates its doctrine in order to learn lessons from Iraq for the next time around.
And what are the lessons that they've learned?
What they found is that it's really hard to get intelligence in Iraq. No surprise. It's also really hard to get it from insurgents. And there are a litany of challenges when it comes to interrogating detainees that have made things even worse. There are cultural barriers, there are tribal barriers, and there are also legal barriers. And one of the things that this report found is that the American troops on the ground don't really know where all of those boundaries lie, and as a result are using either ineffective or possibly even illegal tactics in some places.
When you say there are legal barriers, don't you mean the treaties that we've agreed to abide by, and indeed, don't you mean U.S. law?
That's right. The Geneva Conventions have been in place now for more than 50 years, and they are pretty well known in the services. However, there are also rules that govern how you would deal with people who don't fall subject to the Geneva Conventions, and those have been largely invented by this administration in response to the war on terrorism, and it's ambiguity about that second set of rules that has people confused in Iraq.
Let's talk about the second report for a moment, if we may. This is from the Army's Judge Advocate General School, the legal arm of the Army. What does that one find?
It finds a lot of stuff relating back to those legal barriers, but it also makes some really interesting points about Secretary Rumsfeld didn't send enough military police, civil affairs troops, intelligence troops, and so forth to Iraq, and the absence of those troops in the early days led to a chaotic situation on the ground that the Army never really recovered from.
So, taken together with the Abu Ghraib reports, you say that the familiar rules of war spelled out in the Geneva Conventions may be outdated. What do you mean by that?
Well, these rules were invented to deal with state-on-state conflicts. The conventional rules of war don't make provisions for someone who may one day wear civilian clothes and the next day be attacking your forces, and that begets a lot of ambiguity as far as how to treat these people. There is a school of thought that says if you create new rules and you make it easier to follow those rules, then the troops in the field will do so.
But are you saying there are changes we should make in the way that we treat prisoners?
That's a hard question. There's a real tension there between treating prisoners according to the rules of war and getting the information you need in order to prosecute this new kind of war. There are a number of psychological tactics that can be used, sort of the Mutt and Jeff routines you might see on Law and Order on any given night. And it's hard sometimes to draw a clean line between all of those psychological tactics and more physical tactics like sleep deprivation and stress positions.
Isn't there something in the way that we think about American soldiers treating prisoners that goes to the heart of what it is to be an American, as much as it goes to a question of what kind of information am I going to get out of this prisoner? That is, isn't this just as much about us as it is about them?
I think you're right, Alex. It says a lot to the world when we treat prisoners well, because these are the people who we just a few moments before were trying to kill, and that now we're giving them these rights and this humane treatment. That says a lot about our values. It also says a lot about our intent and our benevolent purpose in warfare. So when we abandon those values, it also says a lot. It says that we may be as evil as our enemies say we are. And we need to make sure that if we adjust these rules, we do so in a way that allows us to maintain the moral high ground.
Opinion and analysis from Philip Carter. He's a former Army MP officer who writes on military affairs for Slate. You'll find his article on the rules of war at slate.com. Philip, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.